tell you what, we don't have no space.
Everybody all right? Everybody, I'm going to need to preach for about that.
Well, I know. I just, the Lord just kept blessing us. Get on up now.
Amen.
Now it's time. Amen. I really ain't got it. I don't think it's going to be long.
Blessing
Lord. But I want to be obedient to the Lord.
Amen.
Got something on my heart. And I want to say God is always right.
Bless
you. He knows what we need and when we need it.
Amen.
And we emphasize a lot on the young people around here. Is everybody okay?
Amen.
We do, and we should. Because, buddy, I tell you, we've got a host of little ones coming up.
Amen.
Amen. And we got a host of little ones coming up.
Amen.
And, boy, I'm telling you right now, I thank God for them.
Amen.
But I think today, we'll be speaking to us older generations. Is everybody okay?
Amen. Amen.
I believe with all my heart God sent this message today for us older people, this older generation.
Amen.
Brother Eric said we've got something special here, and it didn't just start.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Over the years, I've been here 20 years. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe 20 years today.
Amen.
God. Amen. And I'm looking at the scripture that God gave us and over the years, how God has blessed us here at Calvary Baptist Church.
Amen.
With a group of older people that 20 years ago, 15 years ago, however long you've been here, y'all know, buddy, we've come through. God has used you older people in such a mighty way in the past. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Now we're older. Most of us, our kids are grown and moved off. And if they hadn't moved off yet, they will be in a few years probably. They're getting older. Amen. And let me go and say this. I know I'm just going to throw a monkey wrench in some of y'all's plans. The Bible says, for this cause shall a man leave father and mother. When you get married, this business about moving off and moving into apartments with a bunch of teenagers, that's out of hate.
Amen.
Let me tell you something. When I was lost, at 18 years old, I moved out of my mama's and daddy's house, amen, into another house with teenage boys. Let me tell you something. When I got saved, I moved back home.
Amen.
Amen. So I'm just going to tell you like it is, amen. So when your buddies come up to you and say, hey, let's move out, you tell them, well, I got to wait till I get married.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the way you're supposed to do it. Amen. Is everybody okay?
Right.
I don't know how to set all that, but anyway, we're old now. We're old. We're in. Boy, we're looking, and I know a lot of us are looking into our, and I don't know how this is going to go. This ain't going like I thought it'd start out. We're looking into our comfortable years, our golden years. Everybody okay?
Right.
Amen. And society teaches us, you know, as we get older, we're to slow down.
Come on.
Right?
Come on.
We're to slow down. We're to, you know, we're to take our ease. We're to sit back. Is everybody all right? Get ready for retirement.
Right.
So we can just do, you know, kick back and don't have to do a whole lot, do what we want to.
Come on.
Is everybody okay? Boy, we look forward to that, right?
Amen.
And so as I begin to study the Bible, boy, God just lets us jump off the page at us. We're going to be talking about Moses. Is everybody okay?
Amen.
And Moses was handing off the baton, if you would, or passing the torch along, or he was just getting Joshua ready to step up and step into his positions. Everybody okay? As a leader in the church.
Come on.
Is everybody all right? And in Deuteronomy, he starts out, amen, he just starts out with the history and the things that God has done for the children of Israel and the things how God has blessed them, the battles they fought.
Right.
Right?
Come on.
Amen. And boy, I begin to look at this, and we're going to be in Deuteronomy chapter number 3 here in just a minute.
Bless you.
But I want to think about for just a minute the things that Moses has saw and went through. And boy, I'm telling you what, you talk about a life of blessing.
Amen.
And a life of battles. Is everybody okay?
Right.
Boy, he fought some battles. Amen. He won some battles. He had some victories. God blessed him. Amen.
Right.
But boy, in Numbers chapter number 20, boy, what a chapter in his life. Yeah. His sister dies in the first verse.
Come on.
Everybody all right? Moses sins against God, and he hits the rock instead of speaking to it. And he had to hit it twice for the water to come out. Could you imagine what went through his mind the first time he hit it, that water didn't come out?
Amen.
Oh, boy. After he done rebuked them people, said, "You bunch of rebels, yep. Shall I fetch this water out of the rock for you?"
Come on.
I mean, they done been murmuring to the man of God, complaining so much, and God heard them. God said, "Moses, just go speak to the rock."
Amen.
But Moses smites the rock, and God tells Moses, "If that's it, you ain't going into the promised land.
Amen.
You ain't crossing over Jordan." Is everybody all right?
Amen.
What chapter 20? What a chapter in his life. And then God tells Moses, "So now you're going to rebuke Aaron, and you're going to strip him of his garments, and Aaron's going to die."
Amen.
Is everybody okay?
Right.
Well, you talking about a rough chapter. You talking about some hard times. I thought that'd be a tough pill to swallow. I mean, chapter and verse number one, your sister dies, then God rebukes you, and then God takes the man, amen, that you've been pouring your heart and soul out with and laboring with, and God says, "Now you're going to have to rebuke him, and he's going to die."
Right.
Amen.
What a chapter.
Right.
I thought, my goodness.
Amen.
And so we get down here. And we know that God's a loving God. Somebody
yeah.
say amen.
Right.
A forgiving God, a God of mercy,
yeah.
and a God of grace. Amen. And Moses in chapter number 3 of the book of Deuteronomy, he's been going through and telling about the victories that God has wrought. He's been telling the children of Israel how God has blessed them in battle after battle.
Right.
Amen. He's brought them through. And all these things are going on. And he's getting ready, amen, to pass down, amen, the torch to Joshua. Amen. I mean, a young man. Somebody say,
right.
amen. Got God all over.
Amen.
Amen.
Got God all over.
Amen.
I mean, buddy, whenever Moses went down and God and the smoke, the flames come, but God and Joshua just stayed in the temple.
Amen.
Come on.
Worship God.
Amen.
Here we are in chapter number 3. We're going to start reading in verse number 21. Got a lot to read today. Moses knows he's getting ready to die. This book right here, I mean, all it is basically going back over all the laws he's told him. Amen. And he's prepared. He knows his time is drawing short. Does anybody feel that way this morning? That's all your folks.
Amen.
We probably ain't got quite as much time ahead of us, Brother Tiny, as we've got behind us.
Amen.
I am 54. Well, I'm 53. I'll be 54 this year. I don't think I'm going to make it to 108.
Nope.
So I probably got less time ahead than I got behind. And I think Moses probably realizes that in this chapter. So I want to talk to us older people. And as Moses in verse number 21, "And as I commanded Joshua at that time, say, thine eyes have seen all that the Lord your God hath done unto these two kings. So shall the Lord do unto all the kingdoms whether thou passest. Ye shall not fear them, for the Lord your God, he shall fight for you." Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You young folks, listen to me. Amen. Y'all have heard us testify, amen, of how good God's been to us and things that God has brought us through. Me, 3 heart attacks. Is everybody all right? I mean, he's delivered some from cancer. First one thing and then another around here.
Right.
These are testimonies. Y'all need to remember. Amen. Y'all need to hear them. Y'all need to realize. Y'all need to say, "Hey, I want you to understand this same God that I'm serving is the same God you can have in your life that'll take care of you all the days you live."
Amen.
But us older people, now listen, we're getting on down to the golden years. Hallelujah. So Moses said, "And I," verse 23, "besought the Lord at that time, saying, O Lord God, thou hast begun to shew thy servant thy greatness." Isn't it amazing? Seems like, boy, the older we get, amen, the greater God becomes.
Yeah.
Is everybody all right? Man, why in the world sometimes do we have to wait till we end it up? Our life is ending before we realize the greatness of God.
Amen.
Right.
Huh? The things that God has before we just let God have it and just recognize that God is who He said He is.
Amen.
But boy, we'll wait till we get old before we realize that we ain't
careful.
Amen. And here's Moses. He said, "And the Lord, thou hast begun to shew thy servant thy greatness and thy mighty hand. For what God is there in heaven or in earth that can do according to thy works and according to thy..." He said, "There's not another God like you. There's not another God that comes close to you, Lord. I'm beginning to see how wonderful and magnificent and mighty you are. And I want you to know, and everybody else to know, there's not a God in heaven, a God in earth that compares to Jehovah God."
Amen.
Amen.
Is that right?
That's right.
Boy, I'm telling you right now, Moses begins to tell him that, and he begins to give a witness for God, how great God is.
Amen.
And he begins to raise, God begins to show Moses in his life how great he is. But listen to this. In verse number 25, "I pray thee." Now, boy, if there's ever a man of God to give prayer to,
amen,
this man right here praying can.
Amen.
Everybody all right? Moses can get a prayer through. Y'all believe that?
Amen.
I believe that. God's fixing to wipe Israel out and kill all of them. Moses fell on his face and changed God's mind.
Amen.
God was fixing to bless Moses. And so he said, "I'll just kill them and I'll make a greater nation out of you in your seed." Moses fell on his face before God and between God and the congregation. Said, "God, don't kill him."
Amen.
Right.
He changed God's mind.
That's right. Amen.
Isn't that something?
Amen.
So if they somebody can get a prayer through, this man of God can.
Right.
Amen. Here's Moses. Listen to what he said. I pray thee. Remember Numbers chapter 20. Man, it was a rough time in his life. It was a rough chapter in Moses' life. And God passed judgment on Moses. Said, "You're not going over Jordan. You're not going to step foot on the promised land. I pray thee, let me go over and see the good land that is beyond Jordan, that goodly mountain and Lebanon." Well, he said, "Lord, let me go. Lord, I know after Numbers 20, you passed judgment on the life. Amen, on some things. And Lord, you told me I couldn't go, but Lord, I know you're gracious and you're merciful. And Lord, I want to go.
Amen.
Come on.
I want to do this."
Come on.
Is everybody all right?
Amen.
"I'm getting old now, Lord. But the Lord was wroth with me for your sakes and would not hear me. And the Lord said unto me," listen to this, "let it suffice thee, speak no more unto me of this matter."
Right.
Or somebody said, "Well, that's rude." No, that ain't rude.
No.
God done told him.
Right.
Amen. God done told him. And I'm afraid there's things, amen, there's battles on the other side of Jordan. Amen. And there's blessings on the other side of Jordan that Moses was looking at. He said, "Lord, I can get over there and I can fight some of them battles. And Lord, I can help your people get some of them blessings." But God said, No.
Right.
"You ain't going."
Right.
I know there's battles over there, but there's also battles, amen, to be fought on this side, amen, that you're still going to be faced with.
Amen.
There's still work to be done, Moses.
Right.
Amen.
He said, "Let it suffice." In other words, you be satisfied.
Amen.
You be satisfied doing what God wants you to do. You be satisfied with what God has chosen to bless you with.
Amen.
Everybody all right?
Amen.
He said, "Let it suffice me. You be satisfied with that." Yes, you may never get to go on the other side of Jordan. You may never get to walk on that land filled with honey. Amen. You may never get to fight some of those battles and get some of those victories. But I'm telling you, you let it be. You just be satisfied with what God's doing in your life right here.
Amen.
Is everybody all right?
Amen.
Listen to this. He said, "Let it suffice thee. Speak no more unto me of this matter. Get thee up into the top of Pisgah and lift up thine eyes westward and northward and southward and eastward and behold it with thine eyes, for thou shalt not go over this Jordan." Y'all realize Moses knows that's where I'm going to die.
Right.
But I get to the top of Mount Pisgah.
Amen.
Right.
And I get to the top of that mountain over there. That's where the Lord's going to take me home.
Amen.
That's when I'm going to die. So I believe as Moses is entering into the last part of his life, a lot of times we feel like, well, we can just sit down and rest and relax.
Bless him.
Those other battles over there, they're not for me. Those other battles over there, those battles now that they're facing and they're fighting, that, well, that's for that younger generation.
Come on.
Is everybody all right?
That's good preaching.
And so in verse number 28, God showed me something. But charge Joshua.
Right.
Hello, old folks. Hello, old folks. But charge Joshua and encourage him.
Amen. Amen.
Hello, old folks.
Come on.
And strengthen him.
Amen.
For he shall go over before this people, and he shall cause them to inherit the land which thou shalt see. He said, let me tell you something, Moses. You ain't done yet.
Amen.
Everybody okay? I know this ain't what you want to hear this morning. But I want you to know something, sir, ma'am. Hey, mama, daddy, papa, grandma, you ain't done yet.
Amen.
You ain't done yet. That word charge, that means better. We've got to live a life in front of them. We've got to instruct them. We've got to tell them what to do. Not only that, we've got to be an example before them and show them what to do.
Amen.
Is everybody okay?
Amen.
Oh boy, that's what you get sticky around here. Amen.
Come on.
That's right. Amen. Because I tell you, a lot of times we feel like we've put in our time. We fought our battles. We've won some victories. We've received some blessings. And now this younger generation's coming along. And buddy, we just kind of throw it in their lap and say, deal with it. But I'm telling you, they need somebody in front of them that'll show them that there's no place to quit.
Amen.
Oh, y'all be quiet. Amen. They need an example. They need an example, mama. Daddy, this young generation that's raising our grandchildren, they still need us to be an example before them of dedication and faith in God. Is everybody all right?
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
They don't need mamas and daddies to sit at the house and throw their hands up and quit and get discouraged. They need mamas and daddies to stay on fire for God. Amen. So that they can show them it wasn't just getting them raised and out of the house. We've got grandchildren we got to worry about.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, if God's not for me, I'm going to show you in the scripture what it says about that.
That's good.
Amen.
Amen. Is everybody okay?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's right. God still requires something out of us. Amen. He said, I want you to charge them.
Right.
I want you to charge this Joshua. Amen. I want you to instruct him. It means to instruct, to command. Tell him what is expected of him. Is everybody all right?
Amen.
Folks don't want to be told what to do no more. Amen. Amen. But it's hard to tell somebody what to do when you ain't doing it.
Amen. Amen.
Is everybody okay?
Amen.
Amen. It's hard to tell somebody. Amen. They ought to have them children in church on Sunday and Wednesday and Sunday night and every night of revival and every night of Bible school when you ain't doing it.
Amen.
Is everybody okay?
Amen.
Amen. I'll tell you what. He said, I want you to charge them. I want you to instruct them.
Amen.
I want you to show them how they're supposed to live. He said, tell Joshua, amen, your work ain't done yet.
Amen.
You may not have to fight them battles, but you're going to have to tell them and encourage them because they are.
Amen.
Amen.
They're going to have to deal with teenagers sooner or later. Hello.
Amen.
Come on now.
Come on.
And let me tell you something. This junk they got going on with teenagers today.
Yeah.
Come on.
Amen. All we know, we have to deal with the MySpace.
Right.
Man, they got to deal with that TikTok out of hand.
Right.
Everybody okay?
Right.
Everybody all right?
Right.
They got to deal with their private Facebook accounts that mamas and daddies don't even know they got.
Come
on. They got to deal with private Instagram accounts that mamas and daddies don't even know how to got.
Come on.
I mean, they got to deal with that TikTok that's out of hand and mamas and daddies don't know they got.
Come on.
Everybody okay?
Amen.
Amen. But we can't go home and sit in.
Amen.
We can't stop preaching.
That's right.
We can't stop preaching against everything.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Like I told somebody this morning, said, I'm glad you're here when we preach against everything. Seen somebody a while back. Amen. I told my wife, I said, I'm going by and I'm going to invite them to church. And I'm going to let them know they need to come tomorrow because I'm going to be preaching against everything. She said, you better not. I said, well, they need it.
Amen.
Everybody okay?
Come on.
Did you do it? No, I didn't do it. My wife, she made me cower down like Jonathan's wife was. Everybody all right?
Amen.
Come on.
So, he said, Moses, you ain't done yet.
Right.
You need to charge that young man. You need to be an example before him of somebody that'll see this thing through.
Amen.
I ain't perfect. I ain't got all the answers. I don't know what's going to happen out there in this world. I don't know how the Congress and the Senate's going to rule. Amen. I don't know about any other church. I don't know about any other church members. I don't know about any of these pastors. Amen. Some of them ain't having church but once a week. I'm going to tell you what. Amen. I may not be perfect, but I'm not going home on Sunday night. I'm not going home to sit down on Wednesday night. I'm going to stay faithful to the house of God. We've got three grandbabies. Amen. And not only that, I've got daughters in here and son-in-laws that need to see somebody. Amen. Amen. See this thing through and won't throw their hands up and quit. Won't get discouraged. And when we do get discouraged, find an altar somewhere and get you right with God.
Amen.
Amen. That's good preaching. That right there is good preaching. He said, Moses, I want you to charge that young man.
Amen.
He's got a mama and a daddy. Yeah, he does.
Come on.
Amen. He's got a grandma and a grandpa.
Amen.
Two.
Come on.
Is everybody all right?
Amen.
Amen. And it might not be your child that you need to encourage.
Right.
Might not be your grandchild. Amen. Amen. That you need to encourage.
Come on.
Amen.
He said, I want you to charge him and encourage him.
That's
amen.
Amen. It's up to us older folks.
Right.
He encourages right. young ones along.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. And that's the good part.
Amen.
Tell them how good it is to serve God. Don't just tell them, but show them.
Amen.
Be a part of their worship.
Amen.
Be a part of their services.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Come on.
They show up ready to worship God. Amen. Amen. We need to be here to worship God with them.
Amen.
We need to encourage them in the battle because it's a battle out there. They're going over Jordan. They're going to cross over Jordan. And they're going to face battles that we not face.
Amen.
Amen.
Is everybody all right?
Right.
Come on.
I'm not being ugly. Hey, I tell you, if this preaching right here offends you, there's something wrong in your life.
Amen. Come on.
Don't get mad at me. Search your heart. Search your own heart.
Amen.
Everybody okay?
Amen.
This preaching's right.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, I want you to encourage them. Amen. Because they've got a crossing they've got to cross. They've got a line they're going to cross over. Amen. That you haven't been in yet. They've got a land they're going into that you don't know nothing about. Amen. But I'm going to be with them. And they need to be encouraged by you.
Amen.
Amen.
By you.
Amen.
Older people.
Amen.
Talking to the older, well, y'all like it when I jump on the young people, don't you? Said, I want you to encourage them and strengthen him. Hello.
Amen.
Amen.
Give them something.
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes just being present can strengthen somebody.
Amen.
Amen.
Encourage.
That's right.
Are you hearing me?
That's right.
Sometimes it's just good to see somebody's face.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. That'll strengthen them and give them more than you ever imagined.
Amen.
Amen. It'll give them more will to fight.
Amen.
It'll give them more will to show up.
Right.
Amen. It'll make church more important in their life.
Right.
Church needs to be more important in their life.
Amen.
Amen.
And it'll never be more important in their life when it becomes less important in ours.
Amen.
Trying to help us.
Good preacher.
Good.
You have to get them prepared.
Right.
You have to get them prepared.
Yes, sir. Right.
Can I do something? Can I do something?
Go ahead.
I'm going to anyway.
Amen.
Everybody over 30, move. Every teenager and young person about 8 or 9 and up, come over here. Probably should have done this earlier. Now, y'all stay on this side. Just give me the first 2 or 3 minutes right here, 3 or 4. Jonathan, that includes you. Can't tell me. Y'all sit on the benches. Y'all sit together, young folks. Y'all sit together, young folks. Amen. Some may not come. That's all right. All that will, y'all come up here and sit. And because this is what's important.
Come on.
These are the ones.
Amen.
These are the ones. These are the ones. Amen.
All right.
These are the ones
Right.
Right. I got to do something. I'm going to make y'all real good, man. Now.
Come on.
I want all my young couples under the age of about 35 or 36, I want y'all sitting behind them, and I want y'all to move. And I want everybody that's old on that side. Y'all know who y'all are. Yeah, this house should have done it in the first place. Why, Brother Tracy? Because, see, us old folks, we need to realize we ain't done.
Come on.
You see this group right here? You see all these benches full of little ones, medium ones, and a little bit bigger ones? I'm going to talk about somebody in age.
Come on.
Amen. We ain't done.
Come on.
Y'all don't belong on this side. Come on. Y'all like to vote me off the game. I'll just stay and watch TV. Hallelujah. I want a man to stay with you because I don't want to be the one to separate y'all. Hallelujah, right there. And so what he's saying, what God is saying to the old, what God is saying to the old, the Joshuas that are the parents now. Is everybody all right? The ones that are taking on the leadership positions.
Come on.
I mean, we got some of these young ones as Sunday school teachers, some as deacons, preachers. Is everybody all right? We ain't done. We can't afford to go home and sit down. We can't afford to throw our hands up and quit. We can't afford it to get discouraged or depressed. We can't afford it. Amen. Why? Because the cost is too great.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's right. The cost is too great.
Come on.
And what he said? He said, I want you to charge them. They need to know. They need to know how to live. We need to instruct them. Right. We don't need to just leave them to their own devices.
Right. Come on.
But Brother Tracy, they're grown. You're right. Joshua was grown.
Right. Yeah.
And God said, you ain't done, Moses. I know you're getting on up in age. I know your joints hurt. Mine hurt. I know your head hurts. Mine hurts. Amen? I know we have all these issues. And I know we can't make everything all the time.
Right. Come on.
But it's up to us to charge them, to encourage them. Amen? And to strengthen them. And then it goes on down in chapter number 4. And I got to get this in because this is very important. Amen? I want to say I wrote this down. You're going to have to live it in front of me.
Right. Right.
We are going to have to do more than preach it.
Right.
Amen?
Amen.
We're going to have to do more than show up every once in a while.
Yeah.
Are you hearing me? We're going to have to live it in front of them. You think it was hard for us to be faithful to the house? What do you think it's going to be like for them?
Right.
Is everybody okay?
Right.
Now I'm talking about the mamas and the daddies. I mean, some of these got 2, 3, 4, 5 youngins maybe. Amen. And they're trying to get them all together and get them to the house of God. Amen. And they're struggling. Boy, they all just come. I mean, boy, the devil said, just stay home tonight.
That's right.
Might as well just stay home tonight. Look at everything you got to go through to get there. I mean, your mom and daddy ain't gonna be there.
Come on.
Preach.
Come
on. Everybody okay? Yeah. Grandma and grandpa ain't gonna be there.
Come on.
Everybody all right?
Yeah.
Well, that's the devil speaking right there.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm telling you right now, it's up to me as an elder of the church.
Yeah.
Not an anointed, not an ordained elder, but an elder person in the house of God that's been saved for years, serving God for years. A member of the, somebody says, you're the preacher, that's why you're here. Let me tell you something. Before God called me to preach, I was faithful to every service at Highland Chapel.
Yeah.
I was there on Sunday morning at Sunday school, Sunday morning service, Sunday night service, Wednesday night service. I was there for every night of revival. I was there for every night of Bible school.
position in the church at that time.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, right.
Everybody all right?
Amen.
Huh?
Good
preacher. Amen. You know why? Because there were some men and some women, amen, that was faithful to the house of God.
Right.
And every time I showed up, David Owens was there in Pearl.
Yeah,
is everybody okay? Amen. Good, great, great man of God went home to be with the Lord not too long ago. Amen. Hey, and every time I showed up, Michael Dickens was there. He was the pastor, and his wife was there. Every time I showed up, amen, Nanny Schwann was there.
Amen.
Every time I showed up, Lee Moore was there. Every time I showed up, Petey Moore was there.
Amen.
Every time I showed up, all the deacons was there except one. Is everybody all right?
Amen.
Woo! Preach on, preacher.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Goes right there. Every time I showed up, the song leader was there. Every time I showed up, the Sunday school teachers was there.
Yeah.
But I didn't show up one time when they wasn't there. Is everybody okay?
Come on.
What happened after that? Boy, God called me to preach, and then I really got on board.
Amen.
Is everybody all right? I mean, I just thought you went to church when you got saved.
Amen.
That was some old saints of God. Amen. That show up. Are you hearing me? Amen.
Amen.
That's right. That's right. And I'm going to say this, don't mean no disrespect. Not near a bit. I preached his funeral. Amen. Every time I showed up, Buddy Neil Seeley would be there with a band full of kids. A lot of times right by himself, but he's there.
Mom.
Ain't that right, Robert? Had the man load them youngins up. Amen. And bring them to the house. Bring them to everything.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. Some of y'all got help and can't get here.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Is everybody okay?
Amen.
Amen. He said, look, it's up to us to charge them, to encourage them, and to strengthen them. Well, I've done my part, might have raised. And that's the attitude a lot of people. And that's not, I'm not talking about just here. Amen. And we got good people here.
Yeah.
Amen. We got good people here. I'm seeing it all over this land.
Right.
I'm talking to pastors who are coming to me. Amen. And this, I mean, some of them, they're doing real good. And so, you know, well, there's one service a week.
Right.
Everybody all right?
Amen.
Amen. But some of them struggling to get 15, 20 to show back up. I mean, we're blessed. I'm not up here trying to bash anybody. And this ain't going exactly like I thought, but it'll be all right. Amen. There was something that happened in Moses' life back, and probably could have got him a bit out of shape. Back over in Numbers chapter number 20. That was hard. That was a hard chapter in his life. And some of us have went through some hard chapters. I'm not making light of anything that you're going through. Amen. And I'm not saying that sometimes you don't need to sit down and just kind of rest for a little bit.
Amen.
But we better be careful, or we'll find ourselves staying sick.
Right.
Things that happen, we look back on and can't seem to get past. And,
yeah.
And they're there, and they bring it, right. You know, it hurts us. We think about it, and I don't know what it could be in your life. It could be anything. It could be me. Amen. I mean, my preaching, I know I run people the wrong way. I'm not apologizing for it.
Right. Amen.
Amen. But it's because I love you. And I'm not trying to be a smart aleck about it. Amen. I realize hard preaching sometimes makes people upset, uncomfortable. Amen. I'd be worried if my preaching never made you uncomfortable.
Right.
I'd be worried if my preaching never got anybody upset.
Right.
Right.
Amen. I'm not an appeaser.
Amen.
Is everybody okay?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
And listen to this. And so as I begin to look at that, I begin to think, well, Moses probably could have just got upset and got frustrated. And God just give me this, and it may not make sense to anybody. It wouldn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Don't let the sin and the decisions and the hindrances and the heartaches of yesterday stop you from worshiping God today.
Amen.
He is still worthy.
Amen.
Amen. Don't let those things from yesterday and in your past stop you from praising God today.
Right.
Amen.
Are you hearing me?
Right.
Amen. Completing the task that God has set before you Don't let the things that's hurt you in the past, and I'm not saying they're not real, I'm not saying they're not worthy for you to have been hurt over, but don't let them stop you from completing the task that God has for you today.
Amen.
In the worship, in the service. And so in chapter number 4, we'll read this, because this is what's important here, oh folks. And there's some at home. Amen. And I understand that. We're getting to a place and a time where we're just going to have to decide.
Right.
Is everybody okay?
Amen.
Right. Now, if the only place we stay home from is church,
right.
We're wrong.
Come on.
We are wrong.
Amen.
I mean, if we don't stay home from the ball field and the movie house, if we go out to eat and go out to the Walmart shop, and we come back to the house, something's wrong. Church is the only place you can catch it. But church is the only place you can catch something real good.
Amen.
And I'm not throwing stones. Man, I understand there's some people, they don't go out, they don't venture out. I understand that. I ain't talking to them.
Right.
Amen. But I'm telling you right now, amen, if we can run all over the United States and we can do everything else, we go to work and work every single day around people we don't even know. But we can't come to the house of God because we're afraid we're going to get COVID.
Come on.
Is everybody okay?
Yeah.
And that ain't, I'm not talking about just here. That's all over the United States. It is an excuse for some people.
Right. Amen.
And I understand, like Brother Eric and different ones, amen, from time to time had to quarantine. I had to. Man, I caught that mess. It ain't no fun. It's real. And it hurts people, and some people die from it. I do, and I'm not making light of it. Amen. But if I'm that concerned that I can't come to the house of God, I'm not going to be at any family reunions.
Amen.
Come on. Everybody all right?
Come on.
I'm not going to be at the ball field.
Amen.
Come on, man. I'm not going on vacation.
Right. Come on.
Oh, some of y'all looking at me like you could run right through me. Let me tell you something. I might be hurting, but you're going to find it hard to run through me.
Come on.
I'm telling what's right.
Amen.
And I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings. But we ain't done.
Amen.
Oh, folks, we ain't done yet. God's not done. Our job is not over. Why? Because we got too many of them.
Amen.
So in chapter 4, listen to this. Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you. For to do them, y'all hearing me, young folks? Y'all are Israel. We're going to call it a coward. For to do them, that ye may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers hath given you. There's blessings that God wants in your life.
Amen.
You're going to have to fight some battles that I've not even covered, that I've not even fought. But God's got some blessings for y'all in your life. Listen to this. And he said, ye shall not add unto the word which I command you. In other words, you can't add to the scripture.
Right.
Everybody all right?
Yeah.
Neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments, that's the word of God, of the Lord your God, which I command you. Your eyes have seen that, of what the Lord did because of Baal Peor. Well, who was that? That was that old liberal false god. False way of worshiping.
Right.
Amen. That's where they compromise.
Yeah.
Right. Is everybody out? You better be careful. Find yourself down at the house of Baal Peor. Amen. Yeah. Peor. Peor. Woo, he stinks. Your eyes, verse 3, your eyes have seen what the Lord did because of Baal Peor. For all the men that follow Baal Peor, listen to this, the Lord thy God hath destroyed them from among you. I know, listen, I don't like to see nobody leave the church. I don't like to see nobody get offended and leave the church. I don't like to see nobody get hurt and leave the church. There's some people that's left the church that God moved out of here, amen, because the only thing they was doing was compromising worship in Baal Peor. Not my call, not my judgment. That's in God's hands. They are in God's hands. I'm not trying to call anybody out or nothing like that. Don't. See, some of y'all say, he's talking about so-and-so. No, I ain't.
Right.
I ain't talking about nobody. I'm just telling you, in church, he said, listen, those that run after Baal Peor, those that compromise, those that left the word of God and the right ways of God, he said, I moved them out of your congregation.
Amen.
But ye, verse 4, I like this one. But ye that did cleave unto the Lord your God are alive. Every one of you this day. Isn't that a blessing? Those that held on to God, have you stayed faithful and true to God, faithful and true to the Word of God, faithful and true to the house? He said, you're still here, you're still alive, and you're still well.
Amen.
Well, now listen to this. Behold, I have taught you, verse number 5. Now listen up, look up here. He said, behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that ye should do so in the land where you go to possess it. As you grow up and you get older, amen, don't forget what this old preacher preached to you. Don't forget to live a separated life. Don't forget to keep yourselves pure and holy until you get married. Is everybody all right? Keep yourselves right with God. Stay in the house of God. Stay in the Holy Ghost preaching. Keep a King James Bible close by your side. Hallelujah. See, we got to charge them. We got to tell them what's right.
Right.
Our job ain't done. Takes more than me. Verse 6, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Well, don't you want to say that about your family, this church? That we're a wise and understanding people. We understand the Word of God. We've got God on our side.
Amen.
And we do, Calvary Baptist Church. We've got God on our side.
Amen.
And we want to keep Him on our side. And I want these little ones, amen, as they're growing up, to start getting saved. Amen. I want some of these older ones that ain't saved to get saved. Is everybody okay? And I want some of y'all, amen, that's trying to fake it, amen, to go ahead and get saved and get in and give up everything the world's got on you. Amen. Don't you worry about the case the world's got against you. God will save you. He'll wipe it all away. He'll make it clean today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, for what nation? What nation is there so great? Who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon Him for? Isn't that something? Every time we get together, Calvary Baptist Church, God shows up. Well, ain't a church like ours. We will never be the biggest. We won't even be the most popular. Amen. Hallelujah. Why? Because we really try to, I believe, heed to the Word of God. But listen to what he said. I'm almost finished. Verse number 8. And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments? You just put the church in here. You just put Calvary Baptist Church in here. And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? Every bit of it's right.
Amen. Yes, sir.
This book right here, this Bible, every bit of it's right.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Y'all listen, you can't go wrong putting this first in your life.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
You don't want to follow this. I don't want to follow you. You ain't got to follow this.
Right.
Follow this. If I get outside of this, there's 7 deacons you need to go to and say, Brother Tracy, he's preaching something that ain't so. But you better be ready to show it, prove it.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. And if I get out of the Word of God and I'm preaching a false doctrine, deacons, y'all need to get rid of it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. True.
This book right here is right, and everything else, everything is contrary to it, it's wrong.
Right. Absolutely.
It's wrong.
Amen.
All this law which I set before you this day. Verse number 9. And this is a part right here that you're going to have to really do, old folks. Y'all listening to me, old people? I know we ain't old. We just call ourselves old today. Only take heed to thyself. We're going to have to examine ourselves. We're going to have to quit examining each other. We're going to have to quit looking at each other and how they're doing and what they're doing and justifying how we live by the way they live. We're going to have to quit examining everybody else's life under a microscope and start taking heed to ourselves, examining our own life.
Yes, sir. Right.
Where it lines up with the Word of God or where it doesn't line up.
Right.
And anything I have preached to you today, I promise you, lines up with this King James Bible.
Right.
Show me where it don't.
Right.
And I'll quit preaching. I've said it ever since the Lord's called me to preach for you. When you're right with God, there's no preaching that's too hard. Only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently. You want to know why you're heartbroken and bitter? There's something that you need to search in your life and deal with. In your life. Your happiness depends on it. Your sanity depends on you searching your life and not everybody else's. Your joy depends on it. You'll never have joy and happiness and sanity in your life harboring bitterness towards someone else who probably don't even know you bitter with them. Forgiveness. Forgiveness. Somebody said forgiveness goes a long way for that individual. No, forgiveness goes a long way for you.
That's right. Amen.
When you forgive. Amen. When you forgive that one that you got the grudge against. When you forgive that one that's caused you grief. Maybe they have caused you heartache. Maybe they've caused you bitterness. We have to examine ourselves.
Yeah, right.
If I'm busy holding a grudge against you, Dad, and I can't stand you, and all I'm thinking about is you, and all these different, my joy, I'm letting you rob my joy.
Amen.
But if I can forgive you for whatever you said about me, or whatever you did to me, whatever you said about my wife, or whatever it was, then I can have that joy. Peace.
Amen.
Listen to this, because I want to show you something. Only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. But teach them, listen to this, thy sons and thy sons' sons.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Grandma, Grandpa, we ain't done.
Right.
Yeah, we're going to teach them to our kids. But we're going to be here to make sure they do them. And that they teach them to their kids. Is everybody okay? Y'all getting real quiet, man.
Come on.
Because see, right there, it changes everything.
Right.
Not only are we to teach them to our children, but now we're to teach them to our children's children.
Amen.
We are to be present in our grandchildren's lives and teach them about the great God that we serve.
Amen.
And teach them that we are to be faithful to Him and have faith in Him and trust Him and walk in all His ways. And we're to teach them that we're to be faithful to the house of God.
Amen. Amen.
Right.
Is everybody okay? That's what the book says.
Right.
Teach them to thy sons and thy sons' sons. Teach them to your grandchildren. Teach it to your grandchildren. Amen. We got to get them prepared. We don't have much time. We don't have much time. It pays to stay true to God. Amen. Verse number 9. We ain't done. We ain't done. Yeah. Old folks, we ain't done.
Right.
I know when we get old, we think, man, it's time to rest, time to lay it all down. Let somebody else pick up the cross and go. He just told us we ain't done.
Right.
Now, I'm going to say it like this. I wish all my children, all your children, all our children were right like they should be.
Come on.
But we all know some of them ain't. Some of them ain't in church.
Right.
Everybody all right?
Amen.
Amen. They need to be.
Right.
And some of them may not never get back in church. May not never get right. Boy, I'd hate to know. I got frustrated over it. This or that other thing. Somebody that's out of the will of God or out of church now. Anybody come in? And I just decided to sit down for a while. While I was sitting down, half-heartedly serving God, this one growed up, robbed a liquor store.
Putting on dough, wound up in prison.
Lord.
I think Noah's sitting home.
That's exactly right.
I think Noah wasn't being faithful.
Right.
I said, ah, it won't never happen.
No.
I pray it don't. I promise you this. I'm going to be here doing my part to make sure it don't. And I'm just going to trust God with the rest.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to do everything I can. I'm going to keep rolling the stone away and letting God call them out. Is everybody okay?
Amen.
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 I'm going to keep going and filling the water pots up.
Amen.
And letting God turn them into wine.
Amen.
Is everybody all right?
Right.
I'm going to keep doing everything I can.
Come on, sir.
And I'm going to let God take care of the impossible stuff.
Amen.
I want this one. Amen. In the house of God. Amen. Let me see. Breeze asked me one time, said, ain't been too long ago, said, something happened to you, who's going to preach your funeral? I said, well, I hope nothing happens to me real soon. Amen. I said, I hope it's long enough where my grandboys can preach.
Amen.
Somebody said, well, they ain't, you don't know what God's got in store for them.
Amen.
And I'm going to be here, amen, every time my door's open.
Amen.
So that I won't miss it when
amen.
They get saved. And I won't miss it when
amen.
One of them stands up and says, God called me. I won't miss it when that little girl gets up and sings a song
amen.
And the roof flies
amen.
Off the place.
Yeah.
Hey, you hear me? I'm going to do my part. Amen. To be here.
Yeah.
Amen. To charge them. To encourage them. Amen. To strengthen them along the way.
Yeah.
Just encourage them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't encourage them if I ain't present.
Right.
Amen. And I pray all of them stay in. Amen. And get in like I am.
Come on.
All the way in.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And if I'm preaching like this right now, Brother Darrell, 4 or 5 years, I ain't pastoring, I ain't preaching, whatever, however long, well, I don't believe it'll be that long. I may not be here a long time. But if I'm not, I don't want them looking around when church time is. I'm wondering where Papa's at.
Come on.
Papa said it was important.
Yeah.
Come on.
Really
come on.
Damn it.
Papa and Nana used to. Papa and Nana used to.
Come on.
Papa and Nana told me to be faithful. Where's Papa and Nana there?
Right.
Everybody all right?
Yeah.
So I thought Moses said, I'm just going to give it to Joshua. And Lord, just let me go on over and cross on over Jordan. And God said, no, you ain't going over there.
Right.
But you got to get him ready to go.
Amen.
You ain't done yet. Is everybody hearing me?
Yes, sir.
We ain't done yet.
That's right.
Y'all, back yonder on them roads, ain't done yet.
Right. Amen.
Look at all this.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen. We ain't done yet.
Right.
This morning, this is what I got. I'll let it jump right off the page. There's a whole lot more in it. You read the rest of that chapter. Moses, he never slowed down.
Amen.
In Deuteronomy chapter 35, 34, Moses dies. He goes to the top of the mountain. There he is. The last book of his life. Amen. He's 30 chapters away.
Yeah.
He's got less time in front of him than he's got behind him. And God says, give it all you got, boy. Don't stop now. Give it all you got. You got to give it all you got now because you ain't got much time left.
Right.
Mamas and daddies, we got to give it all we got.
Amen.
Grandmas and grandpas, we got to give it all we got, Brother Darrell.
Yeah.
Why? Because we ain't got much time left to depart all that we've learned over the years. Moses said, man, God's just beginning to show me how great he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And now I'm fixing to reach the top of that mountain.
Man.
Chapter 34. Moses dies and God buries him.
Right.
Amen.
We ain't got much time left as we look in the mirror, we see that.
Yeah.
So I want to encourage you, and I mean this. I want to encourage you, parents, stand up. Parents, stand up. I want to encourage you to encourage them. Parents, sit down. Children, stand up. I'm not even going to tell them to encourage me. But I want to encourage you to encourage them. I would like to encourage you today to strengthen them. I would like to encourage us today to pour everything we've got left into them.
Amen.
Because we've got less time to spend with them than we've already spent with them. We've poured enough into them. I believe that with all my heart. Oh, we've poured enough into them, they're going to make it. I believe they're going to make it if we're just keeping encouraging. But man, I'm going to pour everything else I got left in all of them.
Amen.
Why? Because they're going to need it.
Right.
They're going to need everything we got poured into them.
Right.
And everything they got poured into them.
Amen.
If they're going to make it.
Right.
Right.
It doesn't matter if they're not related to you, if they're not your grandchildren, if they're not your children or your cousins or your nephews. It don't matter.
Right.
Just pour everything you got left into them and see how God might bless them on the other side. In some of the matters, we ain't going to fight.
Amen.
Amen.
We ain't done yet for you.
Hallelujah. That's right.
Amen.
We ain't done yet. Amen. Y'all be seated. This morning, I'm not even going to ask anybody to come to the piano. Maybe some of us have felt a little discouraged along the way. Maybe some of us have realized today, you know what, preacher, I'm not done yet. God's not done with me. I feel like the Lord still wants me, amen, to pour out into these young ones. Some of them are my grandchildren, some of them ain't. But we claim them all anyway, don't we?
Amen.
We claim every one of y'all. Maybe God's just speaking to you today. Just wants you to know you ain't done. He's not done with you. And maybe you just need to come talk with the Lord and ask Him, Lord, help me pour everything I got left into them. Lord, use me as you see fit. Lord, give me strength to strengthen them. Lord, when I get tired and weary, would you encourage me, Lord, so that I might come and encourage them. Sometimes, I remember being at Heights Chapel Baptist Church. You get there, you show up. And I always, and I'm going to say this, it's going to make someone, I don't mean to make nobody, I try to make them jealous. Man, I always look for harsh tops.
Amen.
Didn't you, Kevin? Because I know if that man showed up, we're going to have me.
Amen.
I always just look for him, man. I mean, and all he had to do was pull on the parking lot.
Yeah.
And you know what? That got me excited. That got me excited. I watch that man jump and holler and preach all over High Chapel Baptist Church. He'd preach down the middle aisle. He'd preach coming up, running up. You, ne'er one of y'all kids could outrun Horace Thompson in his experience. I'm telling you that right now. That man, they just think up North Georgia they invented running. No, Horace Thompson was running for years before they ever thought about it. That man run and shouted and hollered and preached. And boy, when I seen him coming, it encouraged me. And there's probably some of us, when some of these little ones, these young ones look around, they see us coming, immediately it encourages them.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't need Brother Horace there to have a meeting and shout and praise the Lord, but man, sure was an encouragement when he showed up.
Amen.
So what I'm trying to say is this, you just showing up, us old folks just showing up,
man,
would encourage some of them.
Right.
Say, man, look at them. They can't hardly get around anymore, but they're here.
Right.
There's something to this.
Right. Yeah, man.
That's true.
Moses, you know, this is going home to be the Lord. He poured everything he had left into the church, into Joshua, and into the rest of the children of Israel. So I would encourage you, nanas and papas and pawpaws and mamas and papas and mammas, and let's finish your course. Let's pour. Let's empty our. Let's don't leave with anything left.
Amen.
Let's get used up for God and leave something behind in them.
Amen.
From us. That'll keep them going on.
Yeah.
I wrestled with this message. God said, preach it anyhow. I love you. I just want you to know. I want to encourage you. Encourage me. We ain't done.
Amen.
Not by a long shot.
Amen.
So this morning, not going to get nobody to come to the piano. I want to say this. Lord's changing it up. I want all you young people to come and get in this altar right here. Kneel down. Come on. Every one of them. You're able. And I'm really going to mess up everything right now. I want us old people to come up here and get behind me. Y'all hold on just a minute. I want us old people to get behind these and let them know we're gonna do our best to encourage them and to pour everything we've got in them. And then I want you mamas and daddies on this side to come and get behind us old people. Because even though we have poured into y'all for years, we may need y'all. Hey, y'all look up in here right quick. We may need y'all. Kind of encourage us every once in a while. You know, mamas and daddies, grandmas and grandpas, even though we are supposed to be the strongest ones, sometimes we need a little encouragement from our own children. Let them know you appreciate them, what they've done for you. And let them know, amen, you're going to be there too to encourage us. I don't know if the Lord gives it to me. Little folks, come on in here as close as you can to these youngers. Maybe mamas and daddies get behind us. These older.